citrus grower and nurseryman Phil Rux reacts to summaries he and other growers heard March 12th about HLB research worldwide.
Well, it was encouraging to hear a lot of reports. I think there was over 400 reports, and they had put them, condensed them into some that were really pertinent to growers. I think the take-home message is we have to still keep developing a better management program to grow citrus, and we can live with the disease. We just have to work through on how to survive with the disease. So I think overall grove management practices and maybe going back to the basics that we sometimes have gotten away from is what we need to get back to doing. And I think they stressed on that, on better soil fertility and better irrigation methods and just better overall pest control. I think if we do that and do it on a timely manner, we can work our way out of this.
And Phil, I think one of the things we heard from several of them, still the best thing, one of the best things you can do is silage control, isn't it?
Yep, that's where it comes down to pest control. We have to do a better job. We just, that's got to be probably one of the most important things that the grower needs to do is keep the psyllid, the Asian citrus psyllid pest numbers down. The more they're down, the less disease incident you'll have.
Overall, is this heartening or disheartening what you've heard?
I think it's heartening. I mean, we're all in this together, and we all take it serious. There's been several growers that has affected our business that were reluctant to plant citrus trees because they didn't really have any guarantee to get a return on their investment. But I think from what we heard today is you're in a position where you have to plant citrus trees because you have to protect your future livelihood, and there's no way you can have a future if you're not planting citrus trees. So you got to continue being aggressive doing that as well.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.